Welcome to Le Rendez-vous. My name is Garance Doré and I'm a writer with so many stories to tell and ideas to share that I created this special moment to talk about all the things that are going on in our lives. So come, let's spend a moment together. Le Rendez-vous is brought to you by Doré, the skincare line I co-created, wanting to bring more simplicity and efficacy to our lives. Check out the end of the episode for a special code just for you, the Rendez-vous listeners. Today, I want to talk about a subject that I feel is so big that I'm going to have to do a few episodes about it. And that subject is aging. So why different episodes? Well, I think there are so many parts to it. There is our relationship to ourselves, the wisdom that we grow, a relationship to society, and the specifics of getting older as a woman in the world today. But I think we couldn't start this series, how many number of episodes there will be, without tackling first the subject that my friends and I talk probably the most about, and it's the one of our appearance as we get older. What is it to age gracefully? There is the aspect of style, there is the aspect of beauty. All of these questions, is the pressure that some of us put on ourselves worth it? Or is there a moment when it's better to let go and just embrace it all? I thought I would start with those very simple questions that I get asked all the time. But I also want to take a second to talk about all the things that people don't want to say and how much respect I have for those who decide to not talk about their age, to not talk about what they do to feel good, and to not talk about their plastic surgeries, to not talk about their Botox, to just keep that for themselves. I think keeping our intimacy with ourselves is the number one priority when it comes to the relationship between us and the world. And I'm very curious about what other people do, what celebrities do to stay in shape, to stay beautiful, or what's the latest plastic surgery disaster. But I'm never mad at anyone for not wanting to share something. I truly, deeply respect it. And I don't think that we have a right or an entitlement to know what people do to feel good in their skin. Whether we think it's a mistake or we think it looks fantastic, I really believe in that respect of privacy. I don't know why I wanted to say that, but I think it's maybe because, especially on the subject of aging, women are made to feel so insecure that basically whatever they do, they could be stigmatized. Whether they color their hair or they decide to let go and gain a few pounds, or they decide not to share exactly what plastic surgery they had, or they don't have plastic surgery and people think that their face is falling off. All these things that just tend to fragilize our relationship with our beauty, with ourselves. And so I wanted to say that. I think it's okay to say, I don't want to talk about it. This is private. We don't have to lie. I also get a bit mad about the hypocrisy, and I think that's why we're in this place now. It's because we've been searched so much hypocrisy by public figures who, instead of saying, this is my private life, I don't want to talk about it, will lie and perpetuate this insecurity that we're always confronted to. I looked up hypocrisy, and it is the practice of claiming to have higher standards or more noble beliefs than is the case. And I think that is really funny because for years, these higher standards and these more noble beliefs were about staying as natural as we can, pretending we're not dieting like people still do today, pretending that there was no plastic surgery when we know that plastic surgery goes back all the way to Marilyn Monroe. And this idea of not changing who we are has been considered the higher belief and more noble standard. And that we've all kind of been held up to that, when actually behind the scenes, there is so much happening. And today I wanted to talk a little bit about the reality of what I know. It's a subject that fascinates me, and I wanted to go through with you. Number one, what does it mean to look good as we age? Society has this focus on looking young, but what exactly does that mean? I think sometimes it's not so much bad faith or wrong standards. I think it's more not being able to word precisely what we're trying to say. I think that by looking young, what we're talking about, and that's anyway what I believe in, is the idea of looking healthy. And looking healthy is something that, except for a few caveats when it comes to, you know, grunge chic and heroin chic and all these things, the idea of beauty is, at any age, something that reflects a sense of health. Good plump skin, bright eyes. It's almost something that we can't describe because I think we're all programmed to recognize what is healthy and what is not without even being able to phrase it. That's where a lot of the confusion comes from. So to me personally, aging gracefully never really is about keeping looking 20 when you're 55. The idea is more, how can you look 55 and have vibrancy and vitality? Or it can be expressed in a different way, but with the same sense of power and presence that one can bring at any age when they're healthy and they're there. I want to go through the things that I believe make us look vibrant, energetic, and captivating. The number one thing as we get older is actually not what we always talk about. It is, to me, a sense of flexibility, a posture, it's our silhouette. And that comes down to a lot of things. Flexibility is the one thing that will make you recognize somebody that's older. They can have preserved their face as much as they want. They just don't move the same way as a younger person would do. Even Jane Fonda, who's an incredible example. I think she's older than 80 now. And not only does she have an incredible figure, looks amazing, but she also is the anti-hypocrite. She says that she had plastic surgery, and I think that's helping a lot of women with putting back together all the cognitive dissonance that we have to live with today. But even Jane Fonda, if you watch her TV series, you can feel when you watch her move that her movements are not the same. Things will change. And I think that preserving a sense of strength and flexibility, keeping your posture, those are things that change very slowly over time and that we don't realize. Our backs kind of round up, our necks curve. There's a lot of things that happen that we can't see because it's very simple to think about it. When you look at yourself, what do you look at? You look at yourself from the front in your mirror, whether it's your face, whether it's your body. Very seldom will you look at the curve of your back. But those are all things that other humans pick up on without even realizing it. And that's why I think those are much more important than a few wrinkles or gray hair or whatever it is that we're constantly talking about. And all of this, of course, is really helped with exercise, whether it is coordination, flexibility, movement in space. All those things that are so incredibly important can only come one way, and it's through moving your body. And I want to say, because this is a joke, I'm here sitting. I'm not an example. I should do so much more. I barely exercise right now. So this is not lessons that I'm giving. It's literally observations because I think being a photographer, I have an eye, and I'm also very passionate about these subjects. So the silhouette, I mean, I wouldn't be fair if I wasn't talking a little bit about weight. Sorry to bring back that subject. I would love to say that it doesn't matter. But one of the signs of aging, specifically for some women, is to gain weight in certain parts that they didn't when they were younger. So for my type of body, It means that as I age, I will tend to gain more weight on the top part of my body, my breast, my back, my shoulders. And this is definitely something that can scream hormone imbalance a little bit. If you go down to the south of, you know, Italy, Corsica, south of France, maybe even Spain, this is a tendency. I don't know if it's just the type of food. I don't know if it's just a body type, but this is a tendency that older women have, and it's to gain weight in their belly, in their breast, and keep this kind of skinny legs. And it is a marker of a certain type of aging. So I just want to be very honest with you also, because this is one of the things that I'll try to fight as I get older. I'll really try to, if I can, keep my silhouette. By the way, during this episode, I don't think I'll have the time to talk to you about my personal approach to things, like what I do, what I want to do. I'll be happy to do another episode, but I thought it would be important to talk about this general subject to see a little bit how I envision it and how it informs what I'm doing for myself, even if it's very, very far from perfect. If you want to have perfect, maybe you can ask Jane Fonda, Demi Moore. There are so many women that I look at. I'm like, how do they do that? I wanted to say that because I think there are two different roads right now that we can take when it comes to aging. Some women just decide that they're completely fine with showing the signs of aging and that they're going to take it easy. I love the sense of self-confidence. I love how embodied these feels to me. I love what it shows about approach to life, a lot of things. I have a few friends that are like that. They just say, well, I've gained 10 pounds. That's age. It's fine. I've grown my hair gray. I don't exercise too much. These kind of people that just embrace it and take each age the way that it comes to them. I wouldn't say I'm exactly like that. Maybe it's some form of insecurity, but I'm more on the side of people who are excited by the challenge of that sense of keeping as much vitality as I can. It's not so much guided by fear, even though, I don't know, probably a little bit. We're all scared of dying and of getting old in some way. But mostly I have this really great excitement about how to age as vital as you can in a way, meaning how to still be able to do as much stuff, to travel, to dance, to enjoy life. And I also live with a guy that's older than me and that really cares for that because he wants to keep working, because his body is kind of his number one tool as he's an actor. And so even though we're far from perfectionists and we love eating and we love drinking and we love, you know, just living, we're definitely not the type of people that put ourselves in bariatric chambers and all the rest of it, and we don't fast. But we're excited about the challenge, I think, of keeping that sense of vitality. Okay, so I'm closing that parenthesis. You kind of know where I stand. I don't know if it's the perfect place to stand, but that's kind of where I am. The second thing that will show you that I'm a little bit crazy, but I think it should totally be super important, is a sense of cleanliness. This is a bit of tough love, but before going to invest hundreds and thousands on supplements and lasers and treatments and Botox, I think it's important to remember the fundamentals. And here is what I mean by that. Number one, teeth are super important as we get older. It's one of the things that we can take care of and that are not only important for the inside of our body, I'm not going to go into that, but also reflect so much of our sense of self-care. And I was sitting down with someone the other day and he was wearing a three-piece suit and he was very, how can I say, put together. Everything was in the right place. And when he smiled at me, he was missing three teeth on the side of his mouth. And to me, it said so much about what he pays attention to. And if he was a close friend, I would tell him, go straight away to the dentist. This is one of the most important things you need to do if you actually want to not only be able to eat better, but also project something that I think you want to project, which is this image of somebody that's really put together. That's why I'm saying I'm a bit weird. I've been known to tell, I think I've told these things to 3 people in my life. They'll recognize themselves. Hello. It might have been a bit rough for a second. Say, you know what? You can't have a hole in your smile. Number one thing you have to do. Yes, you need to invest that money. It's important. And the funny thing is, the 3 times where I just said it because I cared for these people more than I cared for how much they liked me, they came back to me and said, seriously, thank you. Because I was lying to myself. Thank you. It had been a long time since I felt comfortable smiling. And it's completely changed my life. Smiling is one of the most beautiful things in life. And we shouldn't let anything prevent us from doing that. Because often, as I said in the beginning of this episode, we look at ourselves in a way that we actually hide a lot of things from ourselves. So if we have a tooth missing in our smile and we don't smile in the mirror, or we only smile from one side, we won't see it. But then the rest of the world will. And that's something that was ingrained in me by my mother. So I don't know, maybe it's just a cultural thing. Maybe it's not as important to you when you look at someone. And it's so funny because to me, it's like you're showing to the world what's going on inside your body through your teeth. Okay, I'm going to move on because I can be a little bit obsessive about teeth. Oh, and before I move on, actually, I could have whiter teeth. Like, I know that my teeth are not perfectly white. Why do I let it be like that? Number one, because I don't love super bright white teeth. I think we have to be very careful with staying at a color that seems natural for our age and also what nature is like. Teeth are never a bright white color unless you're maybe 14 and they just grew. But also because anytime you do a teeth whitening, you are hurting your teeth. There is no way around it, whether you do it at the dentist or you do it with Crest strips, which I've done, I think, once in my life, maybe twice, but I'm not even sure. It is damaging your teeth, meaning that it will become grayer again faster than if you hadn't done it. So I might do another whitening at some point, but I'm trying to keep the integrity of my teeth as much as I can. So I'm literally kind of calculating my risks. And I think it's one of the big things about the sense of vitality, the sense of youthfulness that I'm talking about. It's not about perfection. It's not about trying to look like we're an age that we're not, but it's about seeing what's important for us, what we're projecting into the world, and what reflects a sense of health that's also something that looks natural. I could say the same thing about hair. And I'm talking about all the difficulties that come when we age and we get gray hair. Definitely, this could be a whole episode. I might do it one day. But the thing is, and if you have friends who have gray hair, if you have gray hair yourself, you know that very few people are actually lucky enough to have perfectly amazing gray hair that it can let grow like many people did during the lockdowns. And that will fall in place perfectly. Some also just don't want to let their hair go gray, and that's perfectly fine. And it all comes with a lot of different problems. But I think what's important is if we decide to color the hair, it's important to take this seriously. Because anything that's not really crisp, really clean, really well done will show and it will send the wrong. It's better, I think, to have gray hair than to have a bad color, honestly. And I'm struggling with that constantly because I'm not somebody that has a lot of discipline. And in order to have a good color, you have to commit to going to your hairdresser often. My hair for now is still very dark, but I have a streak of white that is exactly where I part my hair. And I have to say that when you have super black hair like I do, and you have a streak of white, it is not something that I love for now. It makes me feel a bit of Cruella. So I color it
And it's been kind of a headache to stay at the standard that I put for others, meaning try to have a good color. I have found finally a good hairdresser around the corner. She's helping me managing that. And I don't know, maybe one day I'll just give up because I value more this sense of cleanliness that I was talking to you with the teeth and this sense of things feeling in the right place and natural than I care about hiding things. Then, of course, if we're talking about cleanliness and grooming, there is the question of all the extra hair that we might get as we age. And that's maybe more a problem for men than it is for women. But I think keeping that in check is very important, like grooming, looking at yourself. Do you have, if you're a guy, do you have hair coming out of your nose, of your ears? Can you be careful with that? I think those things, it's interesting because it's not so much, oh, I'm looking younger. It's this idea of being a well taken care of person as we get older. It becomes just simply more important. The nails is the same. It's either you have a very good routine where your nails are always clean and either you do it yourself, like I know a lot of people do that really well, or you don't do anything and you leave it the way it is, which is something that I do and I think I shouldn't actually. I think I'm getting to that place where I need to learn how to do my manicure. I just hate sitting in a manicure salon, so I just need to get there. I've been quite lazy on that and I think that's quite important. One thing that I've been very careful about is definitely to have good quality of nails. I've seen so many people just let their feet go, for example, as they age. It's not a thing with age, but it becomes even more revolting when you get older. I'm not going to go into all the real true disasters that I see, but all that to close that little chapter on cleanliness, super extra, extra important to me and something that I constantly need to check in with myself because you'll see as you get older, sometimes you don't realize that you're not 30 anymore. And that you have to be more soigné, more finished, that you have to groom yourself better. And I have to remind myself sometimes. Okay, third thing to what makes somebody look healthy. And did you see that I, the co-founder of a skincare line, come to it kind of late in my sense of priorities? Skin is really important, but first I think is posture, silhouette, flexibility, cleanliness. So third, yes, skin quality, not skin perfection. Skin quality means how does the skin feel? Does it feel moisturized? Does it feel resistant? It's not about having no sign of aging. I think wrinkles can be beautiful. Even a few sun stains can be the proof of a sense of confidence in one's age. But does the skin feel nourished, feel like you're having a great diet, that you know you have fat in your body, that you have collagen, that sense of vitality, does it reflect that? And that's what I'm talking about. So obviously, good moisturizing, but also number one, good hydration, good nutrition, super important. And almost more important than that is to have bright eyes. And that comes down to digestion, nutrition, and being very honest with yourself. Have you ever woken up after a night where you drink too much? And I know I live in England and that's more a problem here than in other places I've been before, like in LA where none of my friends were drinking. You wake up and your eyes are red and the skin around your eyes is almost yellow, like if you had bad digestion. And as we age, trouble with our digestion, with whatever we process, show much more on our skin, in our eyes, in our nails, other things like that. And I think this is one of the indicators of health is how bright your eyes feel, how rested they are. And of course, God, I should be talking about sleep, but I'm preparing a whole episode about that, obviously, because I was an insomniac for many years, so I'll come back to that. Eyes are the way people connect with us. That's how they look into our souls. And that's also where they unconsciously gather so much information. And it's like what I was talking about before. You might not really see it, but if you add bad posture, a sense of exhaustion, no flexibility or no strength in the way you're moving, all of these little things are so important, and they give a full picture of a sense of beauty and of vitality, because that's really what I'm talking about today. At the end of the day, I'm talking about beauty as we age, aging gracefully. All these little things are what count, which is why it's so interesting to me that anytime today we talk about aging, we focus on things that are maybe the least important in a way. And that is plastic surgery, fillers, Botox, all of these things that definitely have their place. I think it's good that it's out there, that we know it exists, that we know what people do. But I don't think that it's fair to talk about these interventions as the number one thing when it comes to beauty as we age. So I wanted to talk to you about all these things, whether it's lighter interventions like fillers and Botox, lasers, or plastic surgery in this episode. But I think I'm getting to the end, and this probably will be part two of aging gracefully. But first, I wanted to cover what I truly believe is the secret to the vitality that we're all looking for as we age. It's not about the wrinkles, it's not about the sun stains, it's not about a few gray hair, it's really about the energy that we project into the world. I hope you enjoyed this episode. We have so much to talk about. Please send me all of your questions. This is a big subject, isn't it? It's such a beautiful subject, and I can't wait to talk to you about the wisdom part, all the things you learn as you age and how beautiful it is. We can talk about, oh, there is just so much. Okay, I hope you like this episode, and share it if you like it. And in the meantime, I am sending you so much love. Le Rendez-Vous is brought to you by Doré. Doré's latest launch, La Micellaire, is a botanical micellar cleansing water that doesn't require rinsing. Minimize bathroom time and maximize outdoor time with our super simple routine. Use code PODCAST10 for 10% off your first order. Thank you for listening to Le Rendez-Vous. If you want to know more about me, find out about my newsletter and my community, find me on Instagram at Garance Doré or at my website at garance.world. And well, if you'd like to find out how to spell that crazy name, just check out the show notes. Until next time, sending you love.